It's a cycle. The more we rejoice for all kinds of things, the more we remember our Creator, the more we remember Him, and we look out and we see all these things that we have that we didn't bring about, we rejoice, and the more we rejoice, we remember. But the cycle goes in the opposite direction as well. Forgetting is a key to frustration, vexation. Forgetting we have a Creator. Living today as if that's not reality. Self-conscious reality is a key to frustration. So something doesn't go the way we want to do. It's ruining my day. And we act like it's ruining my life. Why? Because I know best. Some of the best things that ever happened in your life, that day went completely contrary to your plans. The disciples weren't big on Jesus going to a cross and dying. But He did. And it's how they were saved. And it's the only way we can be saved. See, we're to say, this is God's world, His creation. I am His image bearer. I am to serve Him, not Him to serve me. That's what's right. But guess what? He does serve me. It says that Jesus came, God the Son, not to be served, but to serve and give His life as a ransom for many. That's not the way things ought to be. That's grace. That's what links us into joy. I am created to serve Him, not He me, but He chooses to rescue me, deliver me. The Creator is sovereign. I am not. I live by grace, and I know His joy by grace.